And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. John chapter 12, verse 32. If I be lifted up, our topic. If I be lifted up. Being lifted is as a result of effort of authority higher than you to be able to lift you up. At the same time, when a man that has accumulated enough effort for himself, on the strength of that, can declare himself lifted. With all available parameters sustained, that position. With all available parameters sustained that position. But the first definition, all your resources for that effect of lifting comes from a higher authority. But the second definition, the lifting is sustained by the man's effort. I want you to understand that a lifted man trying to draw others to be lifted also, we also draw them to the submission of the authority that has lifted such man also. A man that has been lifted, trying to make sure that others too are lifted through him, we automatically bring such people unto the submission of the authority that lifted that man that is about to lift others up. Also know that it is until you are lifted that you can draw men out, help men, advise men. Because your status, your responding perception is enough to draw men to your attention. They are lifting in the flesh, also in the spirit. God is responsible for both. And as expectation for both, a lifted man is a man with authority, is a man with influence. That is why God is interested in your lifting, both in the spirit and flesh. Being the ambassador of the kingdom, through your lifting, you will be able to draw men to yourself. And talking about yourself is in Christ. So when you are lifted and you draw men to yourself, automatically you draw men to the kingdom of God. There are many people that wish to draw men to themselves. That is dangerous. When you do that, you are not connected to God. When you do that, you draw men to vanity. Praise the Lord. As the text implies, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself. The word earth there, being lifted from the earth, means many things. It can be diverse kind of sin. It can be hanging yoke upon your life. It might be closed heaven above your life. It can be fear, anger, homosexuality, pornography, dubious acts, and so on. Praise the Lord. All these things represent the earth, which means limitations, barriers, which a man had to shake up first before such a man can be lifted to the extent of drawing men to himself. So start dealing with the earth in your life before lifting comes. If lifting comes when the earth still has traces in your life, despite being lifted up, you can find yourself down. If earth is still there while you are being lifted up, the men that you withdraw, such men will be drawn back to the earth. Very dangerous. And God will not be happy with you. Reason why Jesus in 2nd chapter 2, John chapter 12 verse 32, never forced men to be drawn to himself until he was lifted from the earth. By the virtue of this personality, power, men themselves drew to Jesus because he has been lifted up from the earth. Let's consider a few people that were lifted, and drew men to God. One of them is Joshua. Joshua was lifted from the earth. In the book of Joshua chapter 1, when you read, he draws men to himself. Automatically, the man was drawn to God. Don't forget, Joshua and Caleb were two people that were lifted from the earth. That is why they had a good report of faith when they went to go and spy the promised land that the Lord is about to give unto them. The other people that came with a bad report saying that they saw giants in the promised land, do you think that Joshua and Caleb didn't see the giant also? All of them saw the giant. Joshua and Caleb saw the giant, but they also saw another thing. They saw God. They saw possibility. They saw faith. Because what? They have been lifted from the earth. Another man to be considered is the man called Moses. Moses was lifted. He drew men to God, at least. Don't let us go deep. For angel to wrestle with Lucifer over the body of Moses in the spirit realm after his death, in the book of Jude chapter 1 verse 9. God gave him a past mark already. Samson was a man lifted up above the earth to draw men to God, but he returned himself to the earth. Samson returned himself to the earth. Flesh controlled him. Emotion controlled him. Flesh had the best percentage of his spiritual capacity. Lucifer was another figure. By the two definitions that we had at the beginning of this teaching, lifted up himself. See, today, he is still Lucifer, paying for the sacrifice to still curtail, to occupy the lifting he himself brought to himself. That was accord himself from beginning. When God lifts up a man, God sustains the lifting. When a man lifts himself, he sustains himself. He will cut corners, accumulate sins to make sure that the lifting he accord himself, because he will like to remain in that status and figure. Such man will do all things at all cost to make sure that the lifting he accorded, he placed himself, he maintained it. But when God lifts up a man, he is responsible. Such man goes to sleep. God sustained it. That is why it made us understand that he, God, never sleep nor slumber. Because what? He had to sustain liftings of his children all over the globe. Because what? He himself lifted them up. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. And before you could do that, you have to be in God first and foremost. And you wait after being in God, and you trust and align with God to be lifted up above dust, which is the flesh, which is the limitations, which are the traces that the enemy, the Lucifer himself, can get access to your life. Then if that is done, when you are being lifted up and when you draw men to yourself, you draw men to God. Brother Saul, that later became Paul, also enjoined certain type of lifting from an devil incarnate authority, and he drew men to destruction before Jesus encountered him. Lifting is paramount in life. No man wants to remain stagnant. No man wants to remain in the same position for years. Lifting, progress, is paramount in life. So you have zeal, you have passion to work for the kingdom of God. It's a good one. You are welcome. But wait until you have been lifted from the earth. That is when no traces of the earth can be found in you. Jesus said that the princes of this world came to check me out. None of their things I had in me. So they have no choice. They return back. But a man that has not been lifted from the dust, I'm sorry, the earth himself will trace you. It is not a bad thing to be lifted up, and it's not a bad thing to lift others up. But wait until you are being lifted up from the earth. Pray when you ought to pray. Fast when you ought to fast. Digest the word of God when you need to do so. Above all, make the Holy Spirit your best friend. Jesus has come, he has gone. And when he was going, he said, he will send comforter to us, which is the Holy Spirit. Wait until you are lifted from the dust before you lift others up. It can be dangerous. It can be meaningless. And it might not produce results. But when you are being lifted from the dust, possibility is yours. Assurance of result is yours. If I be lifted from the dust, I will draw men unto God. Remain blessed in Jesus' name.